morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, our two websites. It's a feel-good broadcast, but we're going to take a little different slant today because, well, you may or may not know, today's 9/11. And if, unless you were born in the last 5 years, you probably know what that means. 9/11, 2001. September 11th, 2001, a radical shift, a radical change in America. And we don't have, we're going to have Richard Gage on, but there's no meetings today, or meetings this weekend, no drives, no, conferences, no anything because of this COVID stuff. And it's a little quiet. Most of the major news outlets are not talking about it, but I'm going to say a little something about it now. Really, in a bigger context, I listened to the last interview with Daniel Estulin. It's up on YouTube, and it just got put up there. Jason, thank you. It the one about this possible civil war. It's excellent, and I just don't say that because I was involved with it. I just basically listened Daniel Estulin talking. It was brilliant, actually. In the way he framed things, the way he conceptualized where we're at, our enemy, you know, if you want to say our real enemy, really, if you want to go all the way, this is, you know, God versus Lucifer, the devil versus, you know, whatever word you want to use, the worst parts, the fallen part of our human nature in battle with the divine, that's if you take it all the way. But our enemy in the world that these wannabe controllers or what have you, you know, for the most part, they have no tanks. They have no bombs. They really don't even have a gun, really, is our enemy. Our enemy is in the mirror, if we really want to break it down. And they give us choices. And when we give our power away in any form of they're doing this or what have you, then some of that divinity and some of that creative power goes to them. And then they take it and manipulate it, magnify it, put money behind it, the love of money behind it, and then they package it back to us and sell it to us what we already gave them. And they give us, again, choices. And there's been markers throughout history where this battle has taken a turn. I have no notes right now, and I have a lot of thoughts, and so I'm kind of probably trying to ramble a little bit, but just bear with me for a second. September 11th, 2001 was a day that will live in infamy, as Roosevelt said. And there's been all these markers as you go back, and they started something, and they changed the fabric of our consciousness. They changed the world because they changed our perception of the world. When 9/11 happened, I was like everybody else. Those damn terrorists, go get them. What in the heck just happened? Blah, blah, blah. And we saw the result, and we gave away, and we lost. See, that's, again, I hate even using that word. We did not lose anything. We gave away what our founding fathers gave us and really the best sense of ourselves. It's a divide and conquer technique. So the greatest technique of our enemy is a divide and conquer, us versus them, and the differences and the anger and using hate. You know, that's, you know, these socialists, they use these words. Oh, we're against hate, which is true. Who isn't against hate? But that's what's used for us. You go back in history to even the World War II. You talk about Pearl Harbor. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming that maybe even if Pearl Harbor wasn't some kind of staged event or let happen event, certainly America's involvement getting in World War II, the way they poked the bear with Japan, they wanted to get, meaning the government, the highest levels, Roosevelt, his cousin was Winston Churchill, wanted to get involved with World War II, and then America bought and packaged, we got to send our best and brightest to war. And all over the world was changed that we go and now fight this great evil that's been created. And some guy who lived in a jail cell and wrote some stupid book. And all of a sudden now he's the leader of Germany and is torturing the world. I mean, there's so much forces and so much money and so much everything that was behind him as there is now. And so then I've had these discussions with people and they say, well, we had to go to World War II. Oh, did we? I don't know. Did we? Did we have to go to World War II? I don't know. We are told, oh, Hitler had to be stopped. Well, answer me this question, ladies and gentlemen. How many people was Hitler directly controlling compared to how many people the Soviet Union 10 years later was directly controlling and manipulating and raping and sucking their energy off of? So the end result of World War II, the manipulation of us, our efforts, our best and brightest, all our hopes, the fierceness of the United States of America being thrust on the world, what did it create? What did we get out of it? And our enemy took all that energy and flipped it around and created the Soviet Union. And then way more landmass, way more people than Hitler ever could have possibly controlled, end up being in socialist hellholes for the better part of their lives. Lifetime. Can you imagine being caught? You ever seen the movies where they're building the Berlin Wall? And the people are running, literally families are running and being split up as the wall is being put up. And to know what it means to have the foresight to even know what that wall meant. And that those people risked that to get across that wall, even leaving back their family. I mean, think about that. You had to not, well, I'll stay here with my family, blah, blah, blah. And the family's pushing them. No, 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 go. And they have to know and understand at that moment, what the sacrifice and what everything meant for them to run across that fence as they're building it, as the Constantine wire is going up, people are literally jumping across before they can get it up and understand what that meant. And if you didn't make it across that wire, your life as you knew it, and freedom and opportunity and the ability to walk down the street and the endowment of your God was over for the rest of their life. And so when I hear people lecture me about, oh, America had to go into World War, I don't know. Maybe did, maybe that, I don't know. Hitler certainly wasn't going to come over here. I've told you many times, I believe this, I know this to be true. The United States of America can never be defeated from outside. Never. There is a covenant on the United States. Politically, the Declaration of Independence is a covenant. It's a covenant with our Creator. No other country in the world has done it. There's nothing like it. Nothing. Nowhere. It's akin to the Bible. It's akin to the Law of Moses. It's akin to what they did there. Even further, the covenant on the House of Israel, the Israelites who came across, it was an open secret that the pilgrims that were coming to establish a new Jerusalem, they knew that. You don't have, it's open if you read their writings or some of their talks and their journals. That was said often. You know, William Bradford coming over here, he dedicated this land to the glory of Jehovah. There was a covenant. And so, you know, when I hear, we're going to push aside the talk of slavery and all this, and I do want to address that in the Confederacy and what that means. Maybe I'll get to it today. I don't know. But this land was dedicated to God. And the people who came here dedicated their lives. Not only that, in their blood, in their history, their foundation, their heritage. The people from Western Europe who were led here by God, that's certainly what they thought, many of them. There's a covenant upon them in the Bible, and the cursings and blessings. And so America has irrevocable covenant upon it. It's a and or or. It's not either. It's not gray. It's black or white. America will move towards blessings and the continuity of God's creation, or it'll move away from it into cursing. And some people don't believe that. Some people, I don't know what you believe or don't believe. I don't know. This is what I know very strongly. This is what I'm extremely convicted about. This is what this show, this is what I've done as a radio show host, probably better than almost anybody, certainly anybody that I've heard on radio, for the most part, be able to describe. And our connection to our foundation and what it means biblically, what it means on a larger scale, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights with it, and the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution are the most important documents that we have seen in millennium. 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 You know how long a millennium is, ladies and gentlemen? They're akin to Scripture. There's divinity in them, and there's a covenant in them. And America will either succumb to internal pressures, internal weakness, or it will rise to its station, and the covenant and blessing will stay upon it. One of the blessings of Deuteronomy 28 is, you shall lend and not borrow. When America at one point was the biggest creditor nation in the world. Now, a lifetime later, we're the biggest debtor nation. What does this tell you? This should tell you, anybody who knows about the Bible, any Christian, any Jewish researchers also should tell you, when you see that and you see the history of the United States, that should tell you that America has went from blessing to curse, at least on that level. We were blessed. That blessing is now gone. The blessing of being the biggest creditor in the world is now gone, and now we are the biggest debtor in the world. That's a curse. We have seen foreigners. I don't care what you think about immigrants or whatever. I'm not even having that discussion. But if you look at biblically, again, in Deuteronomy 28, people outside of our country have come here. They have eaten the fruit of our labor. They have gotten the best of what we have to offer, and they get everything handed to them on a platter. And I don't want to hear your lectures. That's just obvious. That's what's going on with these immigrants. Okay? That's why they're coming here. Okay? If they didn't get a welfare check, and all these Muslims that were coming over here from these foreign countries weren't getting checks, I mean, let's just tell it like it is, okay? Now, am I against immigration? No, that's not what I've said at all. But these are signposts. The children that at one point in the Deuteronomy 28, you will be blessed in body, you'll be blessed in the field. Okay, our fields no longer produce good food. The minerals are not in the food, and the soil has gone barren. Just like our women. You say, what do you mean women? Well, our birth rate is below replacement level. The United States of America, our birth rate is below replacement level. Our soil produces GMO, terrible, toxic food, and our soil has been demineralized. And so, what does this have to do with 9/11? 9/11 became another marker where the most important aspects of our country, the most important things to our safety, you know, you talk about safety. Well, the only safety was in freedom, and our founding fathers knew that. Liberty and freedom and the rule of law are the most important things in this world and in this world under God. In America, that's what it was. So in 9/11, the Patriot Act was already written, at least mostly, unless they could write 5,000 pages in about 24 hours. Maybe AI did. Maybe I'm wrong.
But
I might be. But they had that pre-written, the quote-unquote Patriot Act.
2,000 pages. 2,200, I think.
And they told you that the rule of law, the divinity within you, the covenant with your creator, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, was not as important as your safety, as your supposed safety, and that there was an existential threat outside of you that was going to destroy you. If we did not give away our liberty and change our liberty, then outside forces would destroy us. This is a lie. It's the damnedest lie just about ever told on this soil. One of the top, not the damnedest, but just close. This is a lie. It is a con job. Our enemy is, you can say, you can point to this and the Rockefellers and Bill Gates and da 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 da. And we talk about the news, and I never want this show to be solely about complaining and pointing a finger at them. We are not victims. Yes, we're going to point the finger. Yes, we're going to bring up these things only in a hope that it enlightens you. You are not ignorant, and then you can move forward as you have been created to. That is my greatest hope. We look now, and now it's been, you know, I don't know how many months you want to say, 4, 5, 6 months, less than 6 months. I'm not even 100% sure there is a unique virus. I'm not saying there is. I'm not saying there isn't. There's been some pretty smart people on this show that have made a pretty strong case that they have not, and I have yet to see them isolate this virus in a, I don't know. Something is happening. Some people are getting sick. Something is, the numbers are obviously skewed. They're forcing us to put masks on. Now, do you want to put a mask on? Put a mask on. But every time I see a mask, something inside me, I mean, I went to Walmart and I just started to get angry. My wife doesn't even want to go in the store because it makes her, she gets mad. Because every person who is wearing a mask is voting for submission. Whether they realize it or not. And all the algorithms and all the facial recognition technology and our enemy who has no guns, no bombs, no tanks, who's sitting there manipulating us and using our own will, our own energy back against us to erode us and to get ourselves to curse ourselves so that the covenant that is on this country can then be used against us. Because it's either going to be God's blessing, which carries us up, or God's judgment, which brings us down. Our enemy understands that perfectly. We don't. Our enemy understands the only thing that will defeat America is God's judgment. So therefore, how do they bring God's judgment upon us unless we bring it upon ourselves? So all these fights are a manipulation to get us to perceive something the way they want us to perceive it. And the protection of our founding fathers that they fought and died for and sacrificed for, the protection, unlike any nation that we have seen in millennium, is the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. And as this has not been taught in school, so it doesn't drip from the, it should drip from the lip of every person in this country. It should be more important than what your wife's birth date is. You should know, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that governments are instituted among men to preserve these rights, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Every person in this country should be able, that should drip from their lips. And they should know it more than they know what their wife's birthday is. But we don't. And then we blame, well, they're doing this to us. They're doing that. Well, 9/11, da, 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 da. Do you think some cracker in the middle of a desert in the, some cave took down the United States with a bomb? And they got, are you kidding me? Do you think they're any threat at all to us? Now, we have seen the chutzpah, the brazenness of these political overlords, wannabe overlords, that we have allowed to get into power, who are so confident, who are so cocksure about their situation right now, that they have ignored the Bill of Rights, they have ignored the rule of law, they don't care, with impunity they have stepped around it, and are forcing something down you because you think you might get sick, may or may not get sick. They've eradicated the Bill of Rights in effect. It's not quite like Australia or Spain, if you've seen the videos, but it's getting there. The only thing, the only reason that it is not like Australia or worse is because there is a covenant on this land that our founding fathers made with eternity and made with divinity. And you can disagree with me, but you're wrong. The only reason there is semblance of freedom left in this country right now, and peace, I should say peace, is because there's enough people who still hold value to that, and the mercy of our Creator in the universe still holds some shadow of protection over us. How long will God be mocked? How long will He allow us to disregard our founders? How long will God allow us to disregard the mercy that He has shown us? Today is September 11th. It's almost been 20 years. And what have we learned? Obviously not much. Because even worse, you talk about the scars left from 9/11. Well, the scar that is being dug into our proverbial skins right now is much, much bigger than 9/11. Much bigger. September 15th, it's going around on Facebook and emails and stuff. I don't know if you've seen this. I hope that you have. People are getting sick of this. I'm not talking about people listening to the show. I'm talking about people across the country. They're sick of this. They're sick of these masks. September 15th, no more masks. I had a discussion with a very good friend, Al. He may or may not be listening. I don't know. He told me he wished I didn't cuss. I'm not cussing, Al. I'm trying not to. Where was I going with this? September. Oh, he told me about going to the DMV. You got to pick your battles. That's not what I'm saying. You got to pick your battles. But look, there's battles to be won here. And we've given you certain techniques. We've had the interview with John Singleton about how to handle certain situations. September 15th. Listen, no more masks, ladies and gentlemen. Where you could possibly not wear them, no more masks, okay? No more. And you know some techniques. We've talked about it. John Singleton's talked about it. No more. We are not slaves. We are not, we have not, our fathers did not conquer this continent and dedicate it to God for us to run around on our knees like cattle. You want to honor this day? You want to honor September 11th, 2001? Then you rise above it and you throw off the scar and the crutch that has been placed on us. And you look at your Creator and you beg your Creator for the forgiveness that we have, for the carelessness which we have shown and for what we have done to this country, and beg God's protection on us and mercy to show us what to do next. You want to honor 9/11? That's how you do it. There's the break. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned. On the other side, we're going to go through news, and Stan Dale's here. Great day to have Stan Dale. Uncle Kevin's here too. We're going to do news. Stay tuned. God bless.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat New Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Thank you so much for your support, ladies and gentlemen, over at the Power Mall. And also prayers for Jay. You know, she has some hereditary situation that's, I don't even like to say that, because we can always change our heredity. That doesn't matter, because our real heredity is divine, so we can always change that. But she's dealing with some stuff. She wanted me to tell you thank you for all her prayers. You've called her and said a lot of things. Please continue to, she's continuing to, I don't want to say deal with this. I don't know what the word is, but she's continuing to have a situation that she's working on. So please continue to pray for her. You can call her directly over the Powerball and order something while you do.
Yeah. Kill
two birds with one stone. 877-817-9829 is the Powerball's number. I'm not going to go into a lot of the products. Thank you so much for your purchases, your support, your donations. It's what keeps independent thought here, independent media here. That's what allows my voice for whatever you find it worth and our guests. It keeps us here. So thank you very much. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Okay, the news, Uncle Kevin. Welcome, Uncle Kevin, to the Power Hour.
Another great day in America. It's great to be here.
Yes, it is. Let's start with your first story that you had there.
Author of a dystopian classic predicts face masks to enforce conformity 70 years ago. Respected German author Ernst Junger predicted the ubiquitous of the face mask to enforce conformity and uniformity in a dystopic future society in the novel called The Worker that was published nearly 70 years ago. With the face mask now becoming mandatory as a part of a new normal, the enforcement measure to make people wear them by both agents of the state and the members of the general public are becoming more dehumanizing and draconian.
You know, I see that at Walmart. That's a pretty interesting. I didn't read that article before I thought this, but in Walmart, you know, I always do a little survey, survey.
You're
kind of counting, kind of judging
what percentage
of people are here. And last night I went, and there was probably 30. It was lower than the last time I went, so that was encouraging. But it was interesting what you said about the conformity. You know, when everybody in Walmart, they're making everybody who works there wear it. And so no matter how many people don't – say 100% of the customers didn't wear masks. It doesn't matter if 100% didn't wear masks. On some level, there's a mental message being sent to you. Everybody in power, everybody in business, everybody in a position that's dealing with you at all at Walmart is wearing a mask.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody, it's like government now. You know, mm-hmm. government, that's why they're ragging on Trump about not wearing a mask. Because it is such a big deal.
Yeah.
It is a huge, monumental deal that he hardly ever wears a mask.
Huge.
And then you see Biden, he's out there in a mask, or Kamala Harris, they're out there. They're sending.
Biden went out.
I mean, well, last time. Yeah, him and that groundhog. He left his basement. Anyway, it sends such a message.
It sure does. It sure does.
And the fact this book talked about this. This has been planned.
Oh, yeah.
How the spirit of freedom and of individuality, that you're individual, that you're sovereign unto yourself, under your God, is such a revolutionary idea, and it is the American ideal. Mm-hmm. It is the American. Anybody who I don't care how many black lawyers from the ACLU want to tell you different. That is the American ideal.
Yep.
And it is the basis of this country. And they want to make me feel bad and erase our history or whatever. I'm not going to listen to it. You can.
I ain't going along with.
I'm not going. I don't care. I don't want to hear your nonsense.
It's nonsense.
That is the American experience. My wife just told me, she said, yeah, you know, all you hear about is this greater good, the greater good. And all the people who talk about the greater good are the people running the government. They're a bunch of pedophiles. So they keep telling us about the greater good. We're being lectured by a bunch of pedophiles about the greater good.
Yeah, absolutely. They need to go to jail quickly.
It's not even that they need to go to jail. It's that they're illegitimate. Who cares where they go? Just don't give them any attention. They're illegitimate. Everything they say should be my 5-year. You should listen to my 6-year-old soon before you listen to these people. Ask my 6-year-old what to do, and you're better off if you listen to her than you listen to these satanic pedophiles trying to run things. They're illegitimate.
I concur with it.
Let me punch a hole right through this facade. They're illegitimate. They've proven in a great measure to be involved with the most heinous nonsense you can ever imagine. We know that the CIA was the biggest drug dealer in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
and now, I'm sure. We haven't had anybody just talk about it lately, because it's like, oh, yeah, we already know that.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Been there, done that, got the T-shirt. We already know all that. The biggest drug dealer in America is the CIA.
Yeah.
We already know this.
And that reporter suicided himself with two bullets.
With two bullets in his head.
In the back of his head.
Two bullets in his head. It was suicide.
While he was cooking.
Yeah, while he was cooking dinner. Gary Webb.
Yeah, that's right.
To kill the Messenger. That's a great movie.
Great
kill
movie.
The Messenger if you yep. want to kind of see the extent. I mean, this kind of
the
pulls
machinery.
Yes.
When they turn the switch and point the machinery at that guy, it's truly amazing. How
stunning.
The pressure that they put on him right from almost from the top.
And then And then he is perceived, especially back then. Now people can see it a lot more. Especially back then, they go from literally giving this guy, you know, basically the darn near the Pulitzer Prize for journalism. Yeah. I don't, he got some major prize.
He was the reporter of the year.
Yeah, he got a bunch of major awards.
Yeah.
To turn it, he's a con artist. And how the people around him thought he was a con artist because of how they manipulate, again, it's not about them. It's not about the CIA selling the drugs. It's about somebody buying the drugs, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's about somebody believing what they're selling, buying what they're selling. When they sell us that Gary Webb was a con artist, we bought what they sold.
Yeah, exactly.
This mask thing is a big deal.
Oh, it's huge.
If you are scared, okay, one, there is no evidence. None. There's no evidence to this point that this, whatever it is or isn't, is, inordinately deadly.
Yeah.
There's zero evidence of that.
Zero evidence.
Zero. In fact, it's just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen other countries, the control group, that was so brilliant.
Boy, that was.
John Singleton saying that.
Big light bulb went off over the top of my head. I go, wow, that's why they allowed that. Why is Sweden not doing it? You know, why is Sweden? Oh, they're the control. It makes perfect sense.
I get so American-centric. You know, I am. I'm so myopic about America. Mm-hmm. You think of these as separate. It's like, no, dummy. This is a worldwide deal.
Yeah.
They don't care. Those borders mean nothing to them.
Absolutely nothing.
They just took Sweden as the control group.
They could have used anybody. Uganda. It didn't matter.
Yeah, they used Sweden as the control group.
Yeah.
This is a big deal, these masks.
Oh, absolutely.
And in this book, they showed how this was, it's a mental projection of yourself, of submission.
Oh, yeah. Thomas Crew details in his article, Dystopia Age of the Mask, the eradication of all individuality. There it is. How simpler is it? He just put in 20 words, he just put it, that's what they want. The eradication of all individuality.
What have I told you? Look, I don't want to come off arrogant. It may come off arrogant. I'm telling you, I'm 1,000% correct on this. The American ideal is individuality under God.
And they don't want it.
No. And they are trying to engineer it out of us. They've been trying to engineer it out of us. What is the one thing that's kept America? I mean, you've heard the report. I don't know. Have you heard the reports? You know, these meetings, these Bilderberger-type meetings, and information leaks out at these meetings, and people banging on the desk. We have thrown everything at America. We have done everything to get them to submit and mm-hmm. to go away. And somebody stands up. It's that damn Christianity.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's that damn, quote unquote. I'm not cussing, Al. That's a quote. That's a quote.
Yeah.
In these meetings, that's the stuff that's leaked out of these meetings where these people are conjuring up all this stuff. Well, it's that Christianity. It's that common ethic. It's that common ideal that you are an individual creation of God Almighty, and that you are accountable as an individual mm-hmm. to God Almighty. So then why am I not accountable to government? On an individual basis. Why? Do you see how revolutionary this thought is?
Mm-hmm.
And all you're hearing now is about the greater good. And now you're hearing about, well, you need to wear a mask because you need to be polite. You're being rude. You're hurting other people.
Mm-hmm. You're hurting their feelings.
You're hurting their feelings. You're scaring them.
Yeah, I heard that several times. Why do you put that mask on? Well, I don't want to offend anybody. I don't believe in the virus, but I just don't want to offend anybody.
You talking about your sister, my aunt?
I hope she's not listening.
She ain't listening.
I know.
don't worry. She ain't listening. So everybody's got it in their family, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody's dealing with this in their family.
This is going to be the one time that
she's listening.
In the door, she's going to have the locks changed on the door.
This is the American ideal. This is what this mask hopes to eradicate in your mind. And you say, well, it's just a mask, I'm just being polite. No, it's not.
It's an idea.
It's a concept.
It's a concept.
You are not individual. You are part of a Borg. You are part of a whole. You are doing this for the greater good. You are submitting your ability to breathe oxygen, and you are covering yourself. Even your own face, I can't even hardly recognize people.
No.
You can't even recognize people.
No, it's all about submission. That's all it is. Just like a burqa. Just like a burqa,
man. Yeah, you want to talk about the origins of a burqa, ladies? You want to know burqas? You want to know I'll tell you the origins of a burqa. The Muslims were heavily involved in white slavery. You know what that is? That means sex slavery, kidnapping girls and all kind of things. They kidnap them. Okay, that's what they did. You want to call me racist? Well, one, I didn't know that Muslim was a race, but go ahead. You can call me whatever you want. I don't care. That's a fact. Muslims were heavily involved in human trafficking. When they would kidnap the girls, obviously people come looking for them.
That's right.
And so they had the girls wear burqas so they couldn't recognize them. That is a fact. Go look it up.
Correct.
So now I can't even recognize my friends at the store.
No.
Kind of odd, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We've talked an awful lot about this today, but I don't know
what's important.
What is more important?
Yeah. We have to not conform.
Never forget. In 2020, a four-year study found that fire did not cause Building 7's collapse on 9/11. Of course, we don't want to go ad nauseum into this about 9/11. It's obvious the official story is about as accurate as JFK's official story.
And 2 weeks before that, they doubled the insurance on that building to $2 billion that they had $1 billion.
They're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. They were just lucky. There's
a big article out of Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead, Mile Markers of Tyranny, Losing Our Freedoms on the Road from 9/11 to COVID-19. I wouldn't say losing. This is another word I'm starting to not like. We're not losing. They're not being taken. We are giving.
We are giving them.
We are giving. We are giving. We are giving. Since 9/11, the government's answer to every problem has been what?
More government.
Bingo.
I finally got one right.
Bingo. You got the star, buddy. 10th Amendment Center. Since 9/11, the government's answer to every problem has been more government.
Mm-hmm.
Not you, not your community, not your family. More big government.
More government.
That's the answer.
More money thrown at it. We need more money.
From the Mises Institute, the evidence keeps piling up. Lockdowns don't work. The toll lockdowns have taken on human life and human rights has been incalculable. Like I said before at the beginning, the scar that is being ripped in our flesh right now is bigger than any scar that we've ever seen in this country.
Yeah, absolutely.
The destruction, the mental problem, the
kids,
the suicides, the heart attack.
How are the kids going to put masks on?
The children
is
just,
how are they going to grow up? What are they going to be?
Increases in child abuse, suicide, and even heart attacks all appear to be a feature of mandatory stay-at-home orders issued by politicians who now rule by decree without any legislative or democratic due process. And I will go even further without adhering to the Bill of Rights.
Right.
I don't care about any of that. I don't care about your due process. I don't care about what you politicians get in a room and decide. I don't care about any of you. I care about the Bill of Rights. I care about the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, and I care about the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
And you better comply with it, or you are illegitimate and lawless. That's it. Do anything else you want to do. I can't control that. It's too minutia. It gets too much in the weeds. Here, I can learn the first 10 amendments to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I can learn the Bill of Rights. I can know that it's supreme. And I can know at least the major parts of the Declaration of Independence. It's only 1,450 words, the Declaration of Independence. Read it once a year.
Yep.
Something that's else been troubling me. I was talking with Catherine this morning. And it's, to be honest, it just, I felt melancholy a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates, who I'm starting to detest.
starting. Oh my God.
Full on, anyway. Yeah. He's made the comment publicly that when the virus comes around in October, November, then they'll pay attention.
Oh yeah.
And he says it with a wry smile. Have you seen the video of that, ladies and gentlemen?
Have you seen that
video?
Yeah, and I've seen one of him talking about a terrorist releasing one too. I don't know if you're talking, is that the same one that you were talking about?
It may have been the same time. Yeah. I don't know. But I could just remember. I've seen that.
Yeah, he's got
clip.
That Cheshire smile grin on him. Like,
then they'll pay attention.
Oh yeah.
It is. I'm praying that it doesn't happen.
Yeah, me too.
But just be aware. October, November, especially around the election, everything is on the table.
Everything.
Everything is on the table. And it is going to be used and manipulated the same way all these other things like 9/11 and just like this quote-unquote virus pandemic has been used to get us to change the way we perceive ourselves, to perceive each other, to perceive our law, and to perceive what the purpose of our life is. Those are foundational questions that you must answer outside of this influence. You must answer outside, really, any influence. It's between you, your family, and God, really. Every one of those questions I just said, those are for you and your family and God. And then as a community, then it creates a collective ideal. And the Declaration of Independence is the American ideal. Anybody who stands up and disparages it, who wants to get rid of it, who poo-poos it, who wants to tear down statues of Thomas Jefferson, not that I want to build statues of people, but they want to tear down the idea, the concepts. They're illegitimate. They're an enemy to you and to your family, and it's bringing a curse on our country. I don't know what else to say.
There you go.
Chinese government combines track and trace corona system with social credit score. Hmm. The Communist government of China has combined its coronavirus track and trace system with the country's notorious social credit score. And who didn't know that?
Yeah, who didn't know that? That was an easy read.
And is that coming to the United States? Are we going to allow this in the United States? And if there was a huge death later on this year or next year, and people started to die in droves, really, really started to die, whether it was from 5G frequency manipulation or something dumped on the people or some hot shot in the fuel or in the flu shot. You have no idea.
You have no idea what they're spraying on us every day.
Right, who knows?
Who knows? What
in the water, like, anything.
Anything.
Are we then going to say, well, we need this track and trace system? Are we going to be afraid of people? Is it going, oh, this is for the greater good? You're going to hear these words over and over. Do you know what social justice means? I've said this 10 times on this show. I probably need to say it 100 times on the show. Go Google definition of social justice, equal distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges. So when you hear the NFL or all this fighting for social justice, they're fighting for communism.
They are.
We want social justice issues. That is communism. Equal distribution of wealth. So what does that mean? We're going to take everybody's wealth and then distribute it equally? Well, that's what it says.
That's what it says.
Of opportunities? What do you mean opportunity? Equal distribution. What do you mean? No, what do you mean equal opportunities? The equal opportunity we have is life.
That's right.
Liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Mm-hmm. That's our equal opportunity in the United States. And then privileges. Notice it didn't say rights. That definition says nothing about rights. Because rights are inseparable from you, and they precede you, and they cannot be taken from you. They're inseparably connected from you. They're unalienable. Cannot be leaned, borrowed, stole, whatever. That's rights. Privileges are your mom let your dad let you borrow the car to go on a date. That's a privilege.
Yep.
I'm going to give you the privilege of taking the car out. You better be home by 11.
That's right. And if you're not home by 11,
you lost your privilege.
You lost your privilege. That's correct.
Right. That's a privilege.
Yep.
A right is God has given you something special and unique that nobody can take away.
Yeah. Nobody can take it away. You can give it away, but nobody can take it away.
Right. And nobody takes rights. They violate rights.
Right.
Nobody takes rights. Well, they're taking our rights. Again, we are not victims. This is the mentality that must be
changed.
Well, reborn.
Yeah.
NFL fans appear to boo the Chiefs and Texans. The NFL started last night. I would watch zero of the game.
Me too.
I'm about sick of all these people.
When I saw the picture, I booed too. And I wasn't even watching it. I saw it.
But I was interested in what they did before the game and how the fans reacted. There were a few fans, I don't know what, 15, from the picture I saw, I don't know, 15%. I could be totally wrong. That was in the stadium. But the people that were there before the game, they locked arms. One of the teams didn't even show up on the field.
Right.
And they booed.
Yeah, excellent.
The people booed. Miami Dolphins have come out, say they're not even going to take the field for any anthems. They're tired. They want action. They want social justice action.
Well, they can start with their salaries.
But, right. That's right. They can start giving their salaries.
Giving yourself some of their
they
salaries.
Make a lot of money.
Yeah.
They make a lot of money.
Everybody call up, tell them to start giving 50% of their salaries to the poor.
What's the salary cap in NFL for each team? It's like $170 million. So each team, there's 53 players on a team, and they get about $170 million, I think. Maybe it's more.
I don't know what it is. It's up there.
Each year. So every team, 53 players, get split $170 million, give or take. I could be a little off, but it's a lot.
I wish I was part of that.
Right. So why don't you just give half? So that half of 70 million is 85 million.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you take 85 million, each one of your teams, and you could better your city.
Yeah, better your city. Yeah, absolutely. Help people with food.
We'll just clean it up. Hire somebody just to clean it up. Go in there at Baltimore. I just hire somebody to clean the street. Is that racist?
I don't know. It might be.
Well, then I'm a racist then, because I think that's a great idea. I think the Baltimore Ravens should take half their money.
I think so, too.
And go clean up the streets of Baltimore. Athletic apparel company Lululemon sponsors Decolonizing Gender, Resist Capitalism Workshop.
Oh boy.
This is what our children are learning in school.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. You want to talk about curses we're bringing on our children? We curse ourselves when we submit and lay our children at the altar of secular humanist public school doctrine. And you think, well, school wasn't bad when I was kid. Look, when you were, to start with, I'm almost 50. When I was young, school, yes, it was starting to be very bad. Yes, it was. I realize that now. You didn't realize that then. But even compared to then, school is night and day. Compared, I mean, my other uncle, your brother-in-law, talks about he subs every once in a while, and all the little cartoons, they got cartoons about how too many people, and we got da-da-da-da, and all this crap. That's what why do you think this athletic company and these corporations can do a workshop like that? That's because they got millions of children that have been to school that they've been taught all this.
That's right.
Decolonizing gender? You want to know why our replacement rate is below, or our birth rate is below replacement? Because the schools are telling children there's no gender and you don't need to get married and blah, 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 and children are a curse and there's too many of us, it's going to kill us. You have cursed yourself and your generations when you submit your children to this crap.
Yeah, you gotta get your kids out of school, man. Gotta.
I'm gonna go as far as Brent Johnson said. I'm gonna be a great, it's, look, you want solutions? I'm gonna give you solutions. And I say this with love and with compassion. You may not be able to do it as a parent because of your situation, what have you. If you have not considered doing something different than sending your children to public school, then you're a bad parent.
I agree.
Okay. You may not be able to, but what have you. And my heart goes out to you, and James McCanney's giving you some tools, and there's, you know, anything that we can do, let us know. But if you haven't considered that and really prayed and thought about that, I think you're a bad parent. Stay tuned. Stan Dale on the other side.
Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.